There's a poem of Dylan Thomas, which I'm sure you know, which begins, "It was my 30th year to heaven." And there's a line in this poem, because he just died, which refers to the fact that he was now 1 second from Earth. There's also a reference to Wrong Again, Emily, because Dylan Thomas used to tell a story of how on one occasion when he came to America, he was met by a cigar-smoking husband who said not one single word, and his wife who said many, and prattled on very pleasantly, but eventually said to Dylan Thomas how much she enjoyed his Hornblower series. And the husband eventually took the cigar out of his mouth and said, "Wrong again, Emily." All down the valleys they are talking, and in the community of the smoke-laden town. Tomorrow through bird-trailed skies, across laboring waves, "Wrong again, Emily," will come to the dandelion yard and with rum tourists inspect his grave. Death was his voluntary marriage and his poor silence sold to that rich and famous bride. Beleaguered in that essential kiss, he rode the whiskey meadows of her breath till mortal, voiceless, he gave up his nailed ghost and he died. No more to celebrate his disinherited innocence, or your half-buried heart, drunk as a butterfly or sober as black. Now 1 second from Earth, not even for the sake of love, can his true energy come back. So cease your talking. Too familiar you blaspheme his name and collected legends. Some tears fall soundlessly and aren't the same as those that drop with obituary explosions. Suddenly, others who sing seem older and lame. But far from the blind country of prose, wherever his birth voice goes about you or through you, look up in surprise in a hurt public house or in a rain-blown street and see how no fat ghost but a quotation cries. Stranger, he is laid to rest, not in the nightingale dark, nor in the canary light. At the dear last, the yoke broke in his head, blood of his soul's egg and a splash of bright voices, and now he is dead. I'd like to